From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Newly released documents show General Motors delayed another recall. This one involves more than 300,000 vehicles with defective power steering systems. NPR's Hosni Lowong reports the news comes on the heels of another long-delayed recall.
It took General Motors more than a decade to warn the public that more than 2.6 million of its cars had faulty ignition switches. Now documents posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website show that GM also waited years to recall more than 300,000 Saturn Ions for power steering failure. This despite receiving thousands of consumer complaints and claims for warranty repair. The documents also show that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation about the defective power steering systems more than 2 years ago, but the government regulator did not seek a recall after finding the problem caused a dozen crashes and two injuries. Hanzi Lewong, NPR News.
Officials in Massachusetts are expecting twice as many spectators for the Boston Marathon than last year when two bombs killed three and injured many others. NPR's Jeff Brady reports authorities have beefed up security ahead of Monday's race.
The Boston Athletic Association is predicting a million spectators will show up this year. Nearly 36,000 runners are signed up, 9,000 more than last year. Among them is Stephen Penna of Springfield, Massachusetts. He had just finished the marathon last year when the bombs went off.
I don't feel any anxiety about safety right now because I think law enforcement and the organizers have done a great job in, you know, coming to a different, safer plan this year.
3,500 police officers and members of the National Guard will patrol the marathon route this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
Officials in Wyoming say it's unclear when the mountainside collapsing into the resort town of Jackson will give way, but they say it's likely that when it does, it will take a piece of the town with it. Jackson Assistant Town Manager Roxanne Robinson says workers are trying to reinstall some L-shaped concrete pieces to help stabilize the area affected by the slide.
They're laying those pieces down and putting some more dirt on top of them to see if they can regain at least emergency access up Budge Drive to those homes.
The slow-moving landslide, which spans hundreds of yards, split one house in two and buckled pavement. Authorities are looking into whether construction at the foot of the mountain was a contributing factor. Rescuers on Mount Everest today recover the body of another mountain guide killed by yesterday's avalanche. That brings the death toll to at least 13. Crews are continuing the search for three other guides who are still missing. This is NPR News in Washington. In Jerusalem, flames from thousands of candles illuminated the church where Jesus is said to have been buried and risen, as Orthodox Christians today reenacted what they call the miracle of holy fire. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
People cheered and held out candles to light from the flame the Greek Patriarch of Jerusalem brought from what's believed to be Jesus' crypt. Russian Mikhail Yakushev loves the feeling he gets from this ritual.
Thrilled and scared at the same time.
He's with a Russian foundation that flies candles lit with the holy fire immediately to Moscow and other places in time for Easter services. For several years, the flame has gone to Crimea's two big cities. Now that Russia has annexed the peninsula, Yakushev says the light will be distributed to churches all over Crimea.
This year, it is significant. Next year, perhaps it will be a tradition.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The debate over whether horse-drawn carriages in New York City's Central Park should remain is once again heating up. Allie Feldman of the organization New Yorkers for Clean, Livable and Safe Streets is among those seeking to ban the carriages.
We're ready to see the current carriage industry transform from a horse carriage to a horseless carriage in a way that's going to be beneficial to all parties involved, meaning the horses, New York City, the people of New York City, and the current carriage drivers and the tourists.
New York City Council still has to vote on the issue, but legislation has yet to emerge. Mayor Bill de Blasio had promised during his campaign to ban the carriage rides. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.